Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to i360 and Blog Talk Radio, Series 1, Episode 1. This is Joe FireEisen, the CEO of Reach IPS. On the call today, we have Mike Rogers and we have Matt White. Mike Rogers, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Good. And Matt White, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Good. So welcome, everybody. i360 is the country's most advanced telecare system. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how technology in the personal home space is changing and affecting how a doctor can transmit, receive, and just provide better overall care. So let me first introduce Matt White. Matt White is our Director of Application Development and a long-time, many-year veteran in the healthcare industry. And Mike Rogers is our Director of Business Development for i360, and he is a longtime veteran and executive in the technology chip manufacturing area. And together, we've built with i360 a pretty cool thing that we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So, Matt White, I'd like to start with you with the first question here. Please, in your own words, give us a couple second description of what i360 Telecare is all about.
i360 Telecare is the integration of personal medical devices to an individual patient for their complete circle of healthcare that is coming from their either from their primary care physician or any other health organization that they are working with already to get treatment for an illness or whatever else that they may be suffering from.
Yeah, thank you. Mike, he mentioned the word telecare. How is telecare different from telehealth?
Well, I think of telehealth as traditionally like video conferencing with your doctor or a nurse practitioner and having a little more communication, some of the communication that you would normally have in the office just by remotely contacting them with perhaps a video conference, maybe even just a voice conference. And it's sort of like an office visit, but telehealth or telecare is really having care management, detailed plans, interactions beyond the office setting and including population health comparisons, use of device data, whether that's fitness devices or wellness devices or actual medical devices like a glucose meter, that is actually on an ongoing basis. Outside of your normal office visits to your doctor, they have access to some of your data sets. You get feedback and have a system for interacting with the care plan that has been decided upon by your caregivers and your doctor.
Thank you. So we talk a little bit about telecare and telehealth. i360 has a different philosophy than any software product out in the market at this point. i360 is really revolved around the treatment plan of the patient and everything, including the device information and interaction with the doctors, is all based upon making sure that the patient follows the treatment plan. Matt White, tell us a little bit about what kind of treatment plans are available and what makes this unique in terms of treatment plans.
Treatment plans available range from anywhere from to knee surgery to PTSD. These treatment plans are a baseline that we have in a vast library it's the 80-20 rule. They're not complete, but they form the foundation of what a physician would be looking for in that type of treatment plan that they can go and customize.
So what a treatment plan, you talked about that range of stuff there. So would a i360 treatment plan cover, let's say, somebody who had to go through rehabilitation for surgery? Would it give the patient the steps they need to do to recover from that?
Yes. Baseline foundation that any physician can then pick up and modify to their own methodology for that particular patient. We all know everybody is individual, and we don't have the same types of needs and same types of things that we can do, be it geographic, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, young, old, or just even in the same type of, you know, culture. What am I allowed to do?
Thank you. Mike Rogers, what's the benefit of being able to combine different types of treatment plans into what we call a care journey? So maybe it's a combination of medicines, exercise, nutrition, other daily activities that have to be included. Why is that? What's the advantage of being able to mix and match different care journeys?
Well, I mean, if you take for example, a veteran back from the war in wars in the Middle East, you may have a conundrum of different things going on. It could be the results of injuries of being, you know, a foot soldier. He may be recovering from minor knee surgery, but then he has behavioral care management capabilities that address behavioral needs, whether that's PTSD or depression. What you generally get in a doctor's office is just the medical stuff. You may get a referral to behavioral stuff, but an integrated care management system combines the capabilities of medication, physical therapy, protocols, behaviorists, and other types of, even if you talk about care for the elderly, it's more integrated to perhaps the caregivers who are often family members. One of the things I wish we had I-360 when I was taking care of my mother in the later years of her life, because we had to do all that manual integration ourselves on pieces of paper and try and keep track of all of her medications, all of her six different doctor visits, both the behavioral side and the medical side. It was very difficult to track, let alone have something you could use on a regular basis that my mother could use to kind of track progress and results. So, you know, I think one of the powerful things is the analytics, where you can see the progress or changes over time of a given patient, whether that's against behavioral metrics or whether it's just, for example, conformance to diet and blood sugar measurements over time, showing a comparison of how did somebody adhere to a given regimen of diet and what results showed up on the glucose meter on a regular basis. You know, whereas your doctor gets once in a while glucose measurements if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, an ongoing set of measurements allow you to have real-time feedback for patient, caregivers, as well as physicians.
So in my case, suffering from an accident down in Cancun, I see about three or four different doctors who aren't in the same network. So I have an ophthalmologist, I have a primary care physician, a cardiologist, and a fitness rehabilitation expert. How does I-360 help me and help them? Because every time I go right now, I got to repeat my story and what I've been doing for the last month, each of those. Is there a way for information to be shared between those four different doctors with I-360?
Today.
Who's the question to?
Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, either one of us could probably answer this as well. But, you know, today, even the medical record systems of your clinic doctor is different from your hospital doctor and are not generally connected, right? They're probably on a different software platform. So some diligent patients actually force their offices to give them copies, and they bring those to a different doctor office. So even when we talk about just physician interaction, it's not easy and most times not possible for a patient or a caregiver, family member, whatever, or a doctor to have a complete, just the medical record alone, visible and accessible to a physician at a given point in time. With I-360, we have interoperabilities that bridge those gaps such that physicians can get records across boundaries of ambulatory and acute care or hospitals and clinics, or from different business entities. An inpatient here in the county hospital on an emergency, and now they're at the health management organization, such as a Kaiser or something, and a doctor can get access to the records across those boundaries. Or family members can get access to across those boundaries.
Okay. One of the features that we talked about at the beginning of the show was that I-360 is an IoT-enabled system. Now, what does IoT mean, and how does that translated for the average man?
IoT stands for Internet of Things, and this is a term that's been around for quite a number of years, almost a decade now, in that the Internet of Things is primarily covering devices or applications that connect together through the internet, everything out in space. So a lot of these are foundationally your servers and PCs, but now we're starting to get into your personal medical devices and your smartphones and really any device that can be connected over the internet.
Does that include Bluetooth and Wi-Fi devices as well?
Yes, because your Bluetooth is connected to your internal network, which can then be opened up and brought out to expand to the entire web, if you will.
Because one of the things about Bluetooth that I hate is, like, when I go from my car to my home, I have to disconnect my Bluetooth and tell it to repair with a device in the home. Has I-360 solved that problem, Matt?
I-360 solves that problem through partnerships that we've had where we can connect up to 22 devices simultaneously, and that way we have a consistent flow of information from all your devices into your personal medical record.
Mike, I don't like having to use devices. I mean, I'm an old school kind of guy. You mentioned your late mother a little way again. What are some other ways that I-360 can be used if I'm not the kind of guy that wants to use my smartphone all the time? Are there any other ways my doctor can get my information?
Sure. Handsets are nice because they really – people are using smartphones more than they use computers these days. So the growth in handsets of smartphones has just been an explosion to billions of devices, such that some parts of the developing world are going straight from no electrical grid and no communication systems to their cellular connected with smartphones. And with great ease of use and touch screens, a lot of the population really is doing lots of different things from them, whether it's fishermen in India sharing market prices and figuring out which town they're going to bring their catch into. It's really dynamic in terms of what it can do for people personally or business-wise. But some people, for me, I multitask a lot, and I get annoyed with having to touch the phone all the time. We have the ability to have voice-only communications. That's how we operate, people to people. We're tremendously efficient, tremendously enrich communications just by using our voice. And we're at the advent of having voice-activated AI assistants and computers, just like you saw in Star Trek for the last 50 years. That's actually a reality today. We have AI assistants, Siri on iOS, Apple. We have Cortana on Windows. Amazon has Alexa. And we have integrated algorithms and solutions such that
I'm
I-360.
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
Oh, Alexa's
Take
having a hard time right now.
But
she's here and willing to be used by the mobile application. So it could be in the case of my mother, at some point she became less capable of using a computer, of using a cell phone, and eventually she just used a cell phone to make a phone call. That was about it. Or you could have a conversation with her. I mean, it's a lower level, natural level of communication that you can interact with. And so you can build almost any interaction you can do with the handset on IA360 in terms of your care management plan, you can do with a completely by voice with the algorithms that are available and the libraries available through the Amazon Sandbox or the other AI assistants. We have those integrated in to the entire system so that you can communicate with your caregivers, you can enter data, you can request medications, have a lot of data interaction and a rich experience and a fully voice experience type of platform.
Okay, thanks. So we're going to pause just for one quick second and do a little commercial. Once again, those who are listening, this is the I360 blog radio channel. You can learn more about our software at www.i360telehealth.com. And I360 is the global leader in full-blown telecare software. In fact, we call ourselves the superior telecare software. And it's quite easy to use, quite affordable, and recommend you go back to our website, www.i360telehealth.com. I'm back to our conversation here. Mike, you were talking a little bit there about the voice information. Matt, you're talking a little bit about the IoT. How do those work with the treatment plan, and why are those good? Why is that all a good validation to make sure that I'm following my doctor's orders? Either one of you can answer.
Mike, you want to go first, and then I'll go.
Go ahead, Matt.
Did we lose Mike? Okay.
Mike couldn't find his mute button.
Telehealth. Repeat the question, Joe. Sorry.
Okay, so we talked about I360 is a leader in taking IoT devices, the library of over 10,000 different devices we can help patients use. We built a big library of different types of treatment plans covering everything, like you said, from how do I recover from back pain to somebody with a serious PTSD or depression areas, so behavioral, mental, physiological, medicine, nutrition, diet, even alternative type treatment plans can all be combined in the system. How does that working together help the doctor know that I'm actually following my prescribed plan? How does he know I'm getting better and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
Through the treatment plans, there's notifications that are set up within the treatment plan by the doctor, again, based on the patient and what the doctor says the regimen should be for that patient. Obviously, different treatment plans are going to be set up differently, but with everything being connected through, as you mentioned, IoT, and from your personal medical devices to your actually personal devices, you can have the ability to then register that you've done your exercises for the day, that you've had your nutritional lunch, that you are walking, and all this information is then going into that personal medical record. Some of it is automatically done through, if you're wearing a personal device such as a Fitbit, heart rate, steps are put in there. So that complete performance of care that is needed for a physician, a doctor, therapist to actually see the holistic picture for that patient. And as you mentioned previously, if you're suffering from two separate illnesses, and one is actually a behavioral and mental illness, that is also and can be captured within this treatment plan, and they looked at together to say, how is everything working out for this patient? Are we actually making an improvement in this person's quality of life? And with everything being connected and the interoperability that we have with different systems, we show that for everyone. So it's not just, as you said before, it's all siloed and there's no communication, there's no cross informational sharing happening. We break that. We actually make those bridge connections so that everybody can see everything. They can't make changes to their separate systems, but to their own, they see it and can make adjustments for that patient for the betterment of that patient.
So it sounds to me like I360 does a lot of stuff automatically for both the patient and the doctor, and uses some kind of artificial intelligence and workflow to make sure it gets from the patient, from the patient's device, all the way up to the doctor. Mike Rogers, understanding that, if I'm correct about what I'm saying here, what kind of changes to the way a doctor runs his practice need to be incorporated for I360 to work on the doctor end?
Well, I think it needs to be something that is piloted by given to doctors, because I think it's a revolution. It's evolution, more than evolutionary. If you have access to all the data suddenly.
Let me interrupt you here. Mike, let me interrupt you. Does the doctor have to change what he does? Does it change the way he runs his practice?
Well, in general, our goal is that he uses exactly the same application he uses in terms of the physical system itself. It's just that he has access to a much broader set of data. So I think it's going to change how a doctor uses information is going to change, because he has more access to information, richer data sets. So I think
it doesn't change what he uses, only how he uses it, correct?
That's correct. So from a platform standpoint, I360 can provide these rich data sets, population health, ongoing data on a patient, even the behavioral stuff feeding through, for example, on a dementia patient or a PTSD patient is useful for the physician, right? They didn't generally have access to it before, but it's part of the whole picture of how is a patient doing that they didn't have access to before. So from the standpoint of what platform do they use, it's on their existing platform. We can have that run on McKesson, on Epic, or whatever they're using in their practice. We can have that data, those richer data sets come through, but I think it will change. You will find physicians became doctors because they wanted to provide care, and I think I360 gives them an opportunity to get a much better picture of where the patient is at, what kind of care is needed, and how the care is working, such that I think it will change how they practice medicine, in that they will be able to take more holistic looks at all the data on a patient. If I look at a dementia patient, your regular GP will ask you behavioral questions and get a very smattering small picture and do an assessment, right? Even though she's just giving the meds and checking diet, right? But it's part of the bigger picture of how is the patient doing? How are these other things interacting?
So let me word this differently for you here. So it sounds like the doctor doesn't change the way he runs his practice, but he might change the way he makes decisions based upon having more qualitative data at his fingertips. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes.
I think, yes, that's a good way of putting it.
Okay.
And part of that decision-making process is what data does he access? He has a much bigger set of options on what he can bring into play and review as part of making decisions.
As long as the data is useful, right? Data and you can get plenty of data, but it's got to be informative. It's got to be information. And I360 listeners does a very good job of parsing that and getting exactly what that doctor wants to have for him to make those kind of decisions. We only got about 5 minutes left here in the show. I want to briefly talk a little bit about research. In almost every large, well, even smaller, health organization, there's a bit of time that's spent to research. How do I know that my treatment plan is the most effective way to help my patient? How do I know that medicine, right, if we listen on TV or the radio, how many dozens of different diabetic or other types of medicines are advertised on a given day? How do you know which one is the right one that works for your patient? How do I know that which devices work best? So back to you, Matt, on this here a little bit. What are some things that we can do with I360 in the research area that are very unique? And I have to limit your answer to about 35 seconds.
Well, I'm going to kind of then piggyback on what Mike was just saying, in that, yes, the doctors don't have to change anything from what they do normally, but if they are using a particular treatment and start seeing something that they want to try, they can use I360 to take a portion of the population and start applying whatever device or treatment or medication to that particular population and then gather that result. It's automatically coming into them through the same channels that they've already established with I360. They're just changing it to that particular population segment, and then they can get that information without having to make any changes at all except for whatever changes that they're looking to improve the care of those patients.
So what you're saying is I360 allows a population segment to have a immediate change to one piece of their treatment program, could be medicine, could be the device, at the click of a button. Doesn't require them to come back into the location, doesn't require a new setup. They can basically administer that through I360 for any group or subset of groups they want to on the fly.
Correct.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. If I was a doctor listening, I'd want to buy I360 right now.
Yes. It's not seamless, but it's very, very easy.
Yeah, and that's the other part. So the other thing that we want to stress in here, and this will be a question for Mike, and Mike, once again, I got to limit your answer to about 35 seconds here, is I360 understands that when we get into the consumer healthcare, consumer medical, consumer fitness and wellness devices, there's a big variance in terms of interoperability standards and, more importantly, accuracy and reliability. And we want to make sure that I360 wants to make sure that the doctors don't make a mistake in how they prescribe and make decisions based upon bad data. What does I360 have unique that ensures the doctor and even ensures the device manufacturer that the information that's coming from the patient to the system has integrity and a marked level of accuracy? Mike Rogers.
Well, that's an interesting leading question. What we're doing with I360 is we're partnering with best-in-class experts in the industry who put together actually a reliability certification program. The FDA has made recent announcements about attacking one specific piece of this, and historically it takes you a few million dollars in a few years to qualify a medical device. But if you look at it, the biometric devices go through product cycles in 6 months and a year, and you don't have that kind of – you can't do that same process to all of them. So we are partnering with knowledgeable experts in the field, putting together a qualification package for wellness and fitness devices such that we can quantify accuracy, efficacy of measurement reporting, all the metrics you would normally use to certify a given technology at the medical device level. We're applying the same level of robustness and reliability to that qualification and partnership plan. But when you add in the richness of the data of the population health, and then we can compare that to measurements that are made in the doctor's office, not only do we have qualification data, but we also have it calibrated against actual medical device measurements, whether that's made by a nurse practitioner or a device in the doctor's office. We have the richness of the data comes through such that we can qualify and quantify the accuracy and provide that level of certification that you don't necessarily get by just buying a Fitbit and wearing it on your own.
All right, thank you, Mike. So, yeah, we're running out of time here. I want to just as a quick summary here. So I360 is a multifaceted, easy-to-use telecare product. It enables patients through voice or through a smartphone or through a combination of personal medical and fitness devices to have a lot of their information tied to a treatment plan, which goes back to the doctor. I360 then also tells the doctor, if they're not following the plan or certain readings are awry, to go ahead and be notified and have a more proactive role in terms of the care of that patient. Our technology is all designed to be as seamless as possible, minimize any change in the way the doctor works, and to allow that doctor to make better decisions based off of data that's proactively sent to his or her system. And once again, if you've got more than one doctor, I360 is unique in that it can transmit that information to various doctors using their own independent software platforms simultaneously. Our certification program guarantees that a off-the-shelf consumer device can be used in a prescribed treatment plan by identifying the doctor through our certification model. And it's a great population health tool where we can interchange the treatment plan, make a modification to that or to a device on the fly, and be able to get immediate results for any population subsegments you want to test it on. So once again, coming on, this was I360. Look forward to talking to you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you.